Apologetics for the Nexus coming at you for another week of awesome parodies with Jay Jackson, the apologetic lead singer and lyricist of your favorite band. And along with me, I'm Jerry Q.
It's great to be back with you, Jerry. It's wonderful to be here. Here we are in March. It's hard to believe, but amazing. Yes, we started today with an oldie. I guess all of our songs are oldies, just redone. But it's one we did back in 2015. It's a parody of ABBA, Dancing Queen, their only number one American hit. They had lots of number ones in other countries, but that's their only one they had in the United States. And ours is called Desperate Queen. It's about Esther from the Book of Esther. We've done a number of songs from the Book of Esther. It's a great book. Doesn't mention the name of God anyplace, but you can see his handiwork all through it. Anyway, that was the one we started today, and now we're going to do our new CD, which is called Apologetic 77. 1977 was a very special year for me, Jerry. Probably was for you too, but for me, it was a great year. It was the first year I started really buying music. I started listening to the radio in 74, but that was mainly what my sisters were playing. In 1977, I realized I could turn on the radio myself, and I could choose what station I wanted to listen to, and I could change the channel if I didn't like a song. I started listening, and I just really got into it. I got my own cassette recorder for Christmas that year, started taping off the radio. They had the year-end countdown. A lot of songs on this CD were in that year-end countdown. In fact, all 12 songs on Apologetic 77, which is our 77th CD, see what we did there? All the songs on that CD were top 10 hits in 1977. So the first one, it's a song that a lot of people associate with 1976, because that's it didn't become a top 10 hit until January of 1977. In fact, the songs on Apologetic 77 are presented in chronological order of when they hit, when they peaked on the charts, when they hit the top 10. Anyway, the first one is a parody of Aerosmith, Walk This Way. It's called Walk His Way. It's about the lame guy in Acts chapter 3, who Peter and John, through the power of the Holy Spirit, enabled to walk. Then we have a parody of Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann's Earth Band, redone as Blinded by the Lies. Then we have 10cc, very big in England, another one of those bands that had a lot more hits elsewhere. They had a couple top 10s in the United States, though. 10cc, The Things We Do for Love, redone as The Things We Used to Love. And finally, for this set, Mr. Glenn Campbell, and his one of two number one hits for Glenn. This was a song called Southern Nights, and it's redone as Sudden Nudge.
Bad for the brother, I was hoping to recover, but the doctors were sad to say. Said we can't do nothing till you're down on your luck, cause you're sure to be lame to stay. So it was clear to me that what I needed was to be the kind of guy you can never resist. Had to beg for my supper with a system I discovered when I started as a little kid. I like this. a crippled one, it seemed like they didn't care. But I took a big step, as the Bible says, with some Christians who were ready to pray. Cause I see my feet was ruling, but I knew what they was doing when the both of them appeared today. And they told me to
walk this way. By this afternoon for prayer time today at 3. I said, please, I'm begging, put some gold in my pockets. When they told me, baby, look here at me. I was quite confused, I never made it with my legs until the bosses told me something was deaf. They said, forget those treasures, cause we got a better favor, and they gave me just a little gift like this. Things so tingling as balls gave a pool with my feet flying up in the air. Saying, hey, it's a miracle, it's really pretty clear, because I didn't have to sit in the jail. So I took a big step with my right foot and left, with the scriptures who were ready to pray. Was a really big improvement, because I knew what they were doing, and I'm totally holding my dismay. I'm going to
walk his way, talk his way. Gonna take me to the other side. Don't give me that same old song and dance. I was the last child anybody thought he'd save. I couldn't stand on my own any better than a rag doll. Now this dude looks like his legs work. And I was no angel either, but Jesus has what it takes to make it all come together. Life is an elevator, baby. Are you going up or down? Truth and from the one who isn't nice, blinded by the lies, dressed up like the truth and from the one who isn't nice, blinded by the lies. Madness hovers over innocence who slumber when the TV twists the facts. Waiting to distract, getting bolder on the shows of feed. Fires are smoldering, trying to strip your very soul down. Lift your prayers on the Jesus, even the demons like Goliath will crash to the ground. Like the truth and from the one who isn't nice, blinded by the lies, dressed up like the truth and from the one who isn't nice, blinded by the lies, dressed up like the truth and from the one who isn't nice, blinded by the lies, dressed up like the truth and from the one who isn't nice. From 2 Corinthians is a major for instance, told me a lie was at stake. That will come to faith. And so smart blowhards should check an optometric chart to see if
they could save their sights. A little early warning saved my head from turning whirly, and that's because my Jesus arrived. That's because my Jesus arrived. Don't be blinded by the lies. Dressed up like the truth, from the one who isn't nice, blinded by the lies. Be not proud, but remember God's right. We're gonna make it to the light. We're gonna make it through the light.
To the light. folks, it's hard to follow him forever. Too many roving eyes with different stuff to see. He paid our debts, the man we laid aside, the things we used to love,
the things we used to love.
Sanctification is a process you meander. You've gotten humbled and you can't do it on your own. But when we turn, we learn the lies about the things we used to love,
the things we used to love.
Christ washes in a way, and you know where you still have to grow. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying, have you looked at Rome and say, she'll see you right? You think he's gonna break us, but refreshed he wants to make us. Christ washes sin away in your soul, and you know there's a goal. When you still were at the party, you was dying. When you looked to find the answer, it arrived. Those things, they want to take us from the precious one who saved us.
Yeah. good. Stop this worry, it's driving. Da 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 da. Don't doubt him. Da 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 da. Misery lies in the vanity of being the me. Don't waste your life with a stubborn pride. God's word. Proverbs 1:3-5:6. Da 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 da. Don't doubt 'em. Da 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 da.
Well, Jay, how might our friends find out what's new with the band? You know, maybe check out prayer requests or get some daily Bible readings. How could they do that?
Well, they could either bump into us at the grocery store, but I think the preferable thing would be that they go to our website, apologetics.com. Just remember, we spell it with an X, so it's just like the show, Apologetics with an X. APOLOGETIX.com. We also have a Facebook page, and that's the best way to see what in the world is going on with us. See all our latest songs, and then you can subscribe to our newsletter there. We have a weekly newsletter and a weekly news bulletin. The newsletter comes out on the weekends. The news bulletin comes out early in the week. And that'll let you know when a new single's coming up and new albums are coming up and what's going on with band members. Now the next four songs on this CD are, we got Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder, 1977 was a big year for him. His album, Songs in the Key of Life, had just come out at the end of 76. Triple album, number one hit. It's the second number one, album, I do believe, to ever hit number one, to enter the charts at number one. The first was Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy by Elton John. I think the second was Songs in the Key of Life, although the second may have been, actually it was Rock of the Westies by Elton John, then Stevie Wonder. But it's the first double or multi-album, it's a triple album. I guess it was a double album with an extra disc. I'm giving information some of our listeners don't care about. Anyway, but I care about it. And this was the second number one hit from that album. It's called Sir Duke. Ours is redone as Seduced. And then we have Casey and the Sunshine Band, their fourth number one hit, fourth of five, I'm Your Boogeyman. And it's called I'm Your Born Again Man. Then we have Mr. Alan O'Day. Alan O'Day previously had only been known as being like a songwriter. He'd written the song Rock and Roll Heaven. He co-wrote that one. And he'd also written a song called Angie Baby, which was a number one hit for Helen Reddy. This was a number one hit for him, though. It's called Undercover Angel, and I was just called Undiscovered Angels, and it deals with, you know, the Bible part that says about some have, you know, those who've welcomed strangers, some of them have entertained angels unawares. That's why it's called Undiscovered Angels. And then the last one in this particular set is a big hit for Steve Miller, a top 10 hit from him from the summer going into the fall of 1977. The song was called Jet Airliner, redone as Be Bold Jeremiah.
Some expert has some truth, don't mean they're in the truth. But you can tell right away who's got the faith when there's evil on the move.
They can feel it's all over. Hey, but still it's not over, people. They can feel it's all over. Hey, but still it's not over, people.
No!
Just won't quit. But there is someone who the Bible says will try and blot him out, so do's forget now.
princess failing, snatched the throne, and the kingdom was seduced. But when the force of hell was raining down, that's the day the man would lose.
You can feel it's all over. Truth is still is not over, people. You can feel it's all over. Truth is still is not over, people. You can feel it's all over. Truth is still is not over, people. You can feel it's all over. Truth is still is not over. Be free, Santo!
I'm your born again man, that's what I am. I'm here to do whatever you got planned. Praying every morning, reading that good news. Lord, I'm big time indebted to you. I wanna please you, I wanna seek you. I wanna do this song all for you. Son, to be someone your love chose to call. Oh yeah.
I'm your born again man. I'm your born again man. Spur me on. I'm your born again man. I'm your born again man. Screwed up too long. I'm your born again man. I'm your born again man. Spur me on. I'm your born again man. I'm your born again man. Tuned up too wrong.
I'm your born again man. That's what I am. I'm spirited too, for heaven I'll stand. Give me early warnings, straight avenues. Lord, in this life, oh, the devil is shrewd. I won't forsake you, I won't disown you. And Father, if I fall, I call to you. And I want you to complete me 1 to 10. So where I'm at ain't where I am. Oh,
thank you. born again man. That's what I am. I'm here with you. Whatever life's been, seizing every moment, laid out for you. Lord, in this life, oh, there's plenty to do. I wanna preach truth. I wanna extol you. To run right through a wall, Lord, to follow you. I wanna believe for the improbable. I wanna reach the ones your love chosen call. I'm your born again man. I'm your born again man. I'm your born again man. I'm your born again man.
Angels others met, pondering your lifetime as you do good deeds. You might just help an angel see where God leads. Say what? You said it's too good to believe. I said no, it's right. You said love the ones who love me. Undiscovered angels, it's not fair to see. I've read about it here. Hebrews 13:1-3. Ooh, undiscovered angels in bus to our share. You never know, there may be lots more of these out there.
Unaware.
Yes, unaware. Careful, please remember sheep and the goats. Give your love to others too now. You don't know. You said go find the slight ones, love them as friends.
Undiscovered.
When you're looking through God's eyes, you'll see me in them. I said what? You said do you believe? I said alright. You said love the ones that love please. Undiscovered angels, it's not fair to see. I better entertain them if they should come. Ooh, undiscovered angels have to do my share. You never know, there may be lots more of these out there.
Unaware.
Whoa, unaware. Now you know my story from earlier is right. I'm gonna take you to the last part of Matthew 25. You'll be loving Christ. I said, what? You said, do you believe? I said, all right. You said, is that for me? I said, what? You said, do you believe? I said, all right. You said, love the ones that love, please. Undiscovered angels, it's not fantasy. Yeah, you never
told me to move along. Oh, before Jeremiah, don't let them see you are afraid. Oh, before Jeremiah, let them hear what I've got to say. Prophesy to all my friends and foes, prophesy to people I just met. They all threw me out and said, go away. It might be cause I prophesied their destruction, but my Lord keeps calling me back there as I get on with serving my sentence. Prophesying got tears in my eyes. You know that God said, go and tell them all to get repentant. Before Jeremiah, don't let them see you are afraid. Oh, before Jeremiah, let them hear what I've got to say. Dungeon bound, they threw me in the ground until the king pulled me out. I've got to keep on preaching on. They all said, big deal, he's a prisoner now. And I'm hoping for some visitation. You know that I can't surely see that I don't want to get cut off whenever punishment's going down on this city. Before Jeremiah, don't let them see you are afraid. Oh, before Jeremiah, let them hear what I've got to say. Oh, before Jeremiah, don't let them see you are afraid. Oh, before Jeremiah, let them hear what I've got to say. Yeah, 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 yeah. Before Jeremiah, don't let them see you are afraid. Whoa, before Jeremiah, let them hear what I've got to say. Oh, before Jeremiah, carry the truth I've shown. Oh, before Jeremiah, and prepare them for Babylon.
Well, I'm trying to think back to 1977 myself. You know, our first of three children were born then. Our daughter Holly made her entry onto the planet. She would later help contribute three grandchildren to our family as well. And, well, where were you in 77? Jay, you said a little bit about what you were doing.
Yeah, well, 77 was a great year for me. That was the year my wife entered the world, although thankfully I didn't meet her until she was much, much older. But 1977 for me, I turned 13 that summer, so I'm listening to the radio a lot. Went to see Star Wars, was obsessed with Star Wars, as many other people were. And it was 1977 was special for me also because it was, I used to collect baseball cards, and that was the first year I ever got all of them. I finally completed my first set of Topps baseball cards. I've been collecting since 71. Went back and completed some other sets and completed some in years to come. So it was a big year, but for music, it was just so so huge for me. And I mean, I can still remember like how hot it was that summer. Mm-hmm. And one of the songs we're going to do in this next set, I just have distinct memories of being on our back patio. It had an awning, but it's still so hot. And I can, when I hear this music, I can like feel heat shimmering off it. So the first one we did was not one I was that into at the time, but my mother loved this guy and a lot of mothers out there. And that was Barry Manilow. And my mom played the piano and she used to make when she used to ask me to sing at the piano with her and do songs. And this is one we probably did. Looks Like We Made It by Barry Manilow. And ours is called Barely Manilow. I don't want to spoil the punchline for you, but it's about Adam and Eve. And it's been rolling around in my head for probably 20 years before we finally did it. And I'm so glad to finally get it out. That's from Adam's perspective. Then we have a number two hit for Peter Frampton. This is the one that reminds me of just that hot, hot, 19, now I know I'm talking hot to a guy in Kansas where it gets hotter, but the shimmering heat of sweltering shimmering heat of 1977, and the song was called I'm In You. It's Peter Frampton's biggest hit and went to number two. Ours is called I've Been Used. And then we have ELO. This is the first ELO song I remember ever hearing and knowing it was ELO. I probably had heard Evil Woman a couple years before or what have you, but Telephone Line, and I just loved that song. I went to look for it at the radio, at the record store, couldn't find it, didn't buy it, but it was a great song. And our keyboardist, Rich Mannion, that's like his favorite ELO song. He loves ELO. I've seen him live. And David Michael, our mixer, loves this song. His dad, who just passed last year, was a big ELO fan. So this was a sentimental favorite for all of us. And I'll tell you this. This is a little bit trivia. This ours is called 12 Reformed Lives, okay? But it's a parody of Telephone Line. There is a phone ringing at the beginning of the thing. And David did, as a tribute to his dad, the ringing is ringing his dad's cell phone number. And so it's like a final tribute to his dad. It's just so wonderful. And finally, we have progressive funk music by the Brothers Johnson. They had a couple of big hits. A song called I'll Be Good to You went to number 3 that year. And another song that hit the top 10, Strawberry Letter 23. And ours is called Strong Worded Letter 24. And it's about Paul's letter to the Galatians.
There you are, looking just the same as you did the last time I trusted you. And here I am, close to death with strangled love, 'cause I just followed you. You said, Adam, let's munch this, I observed, and willingly did wrong. Now I'm feeling quite disturbed. Looks like we're naked. Let's seek cover right away. Who will ever know? Looks like we're naked. Oh, I've got so much guilt today. I'm filled with despair and we're scared. It's all a mistake and not the way the snake said. I'm so estranged, playing hide and seek with God who's calling urgently. And we're the fools, and we're dopes enough to trust his burning enemy. If I told you our mistake was for all time, God may not excuse our crimes. Could I ever let it show? Oh no, we're naked. Let's seek cover, run away from the Lord above. It all has a taste that's not the way the snake said. Oh, it's tainted. Looks like we're naked. Can't we cover up with leaves? No, it's not enough. Looks like we're naked.
Thank you.
We've enjoyed the parodies of our favorite tunes from 1977 today, and guess what? The very show will be in the archives soon. Venture over to angel95fm.com and click on the apologetics icon.
That's right, and thank you for joining us today. We got one last song for you. This is not on Apologetics 77. It came out on a CD, two CDs ago, called Zedekiah, Hezekiah, Jeroboam, and Other Guys. But it is from 1977. It was just as important to me that year. And it's a parody of a song called Lonely Boy by Andrew Gold. A lot of people remember Andrew Gold for singing the, ironically, the Golden Girls theme, Thank You for Being a Friend. He also wrote a number one song. Well, actually, he didn't write it. He played guitar, I think keyboards. He played a lot of parts on it. On the song You're No Good by Linda Ronstadt in 1975. And then we have, anyway, our parody's about David, and it's called Lowly Boy.
Each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.